loaded day of content here inside the Woody Hayes Athletic Center. Ohio State just wrapped up practice number 5 out there on the field. And we talked to Chip Kelly, the offensive coordinator, and all 5 quarterbacks, even the freshmen. Yes, even the freshmen took the mics. That's Tim May, the veteran. That's Andy Backstrom. I'm Spencer Holbrook.
Hey, you don't call me 41-year veteran anymore. Why is that?
Somebody told me it was disrespectful.
One guy changed your life. That's pretty funny, but that's okay.
Been doing it for 4 decades, and I guess that
but
just
becomes disrespectful. But I don't care what that guy says is my point.
Tim, what did you learn about quarterbacks, Chip Kelly, today?
A lot of things. Number one, the first thing I learned, which was a little bit stunning, maybe not super stunning, but that Will Howard at 6 foot, whatever he is, 6'4", now 233 pounds, is the fastest guy in the room.
Yeah.
In terms of miles per hour. But he's the only guy who's cracked the 22 mile per hour mark. That's crazy. The other guys are over 20, though. That's also a little bit of a surprise, you know, when you consider 5 quarterbacks who can all run over 20 miles an hour, and that just adds to what's coming with this offense, what's going to be different compared to last year and the last several years, is that you're going to have a quarterback who I like to say not only is able to run but willing to run, and that's definitely the case with Will Howard. But as he pointed out in our interview with him, he doesn't feel desperate to be the superhero, to be that, you know, that guy you pick first in a neighborhood game, and then he goes out there and makes all the plays and y'all all just watch. With this kind of offense around him, he just feels like he needs to be the facilitator. And when you add that frame of mind into the fact that he's clearly gotten better throwing the football, I think y'all agree with that.
Well,
incrementally since the spring, and in the fact that his running ability, which we saw on full display the other day when he went like 80 yards, it's a new day in terms of the Ohio State offense.
I think the term we were looking for, Tim, is that frame of mind in that frame, because a 6'4", 230-pound frame looks pretty good when you've got that frame of mind
as well. Yeah, but since I didn't think of that, I'm gonna say that was a bad pun.
Okay. Andy, what'd you learn?
Yeah, I mean, to go off the Will Howard stuff, he mentioned it. It was his first season at Kansas State. He had an 80-yard touchdown run. He's been doing this for a little bit. And, Tim, you asked him, you know, how long have you had this in you? He talked about, you know, ran a little bit as a kid. Then in high school, he was kind of skinny. Then put on the weight at Kansas State. That made him a better runner. He actually says he enjoys running for a touchdown more than throwing for a touchdown, but he came here to become a better passer. And he talked about how he's become a better passer so far at Ohio State. I think we've seen that in training camp to this point. He said it was around practice 7 of spring ball where things started to click for him here. It just was, you know, drinking from a fire hose when he first got here with learning the system. You know, of course, Bill O'Brien was still the offensive coordinator when he first came in, and Chip Kelly came in. So there's just a lot that has changed, but he seems to be just more comfortable overall. Devin Brown was talking about how he also was more comfortable with the system, more consistent. That was the word that we kept hearing around the Cotton Bowl last year. He says that shows up in accuracy, footwork, mechanics, and pretty much everything. Deep ball wise, because that's kind of been the story of Devin Brown so far, training camp, that's where he wows. He says that, you know, it's just a fearless attitude. If there's someone open, he's chucking it, he's throwing it.
There's a big time receiver on the other end of it. And the funny thing, right before you jump to you, is when Will Howard replayed to us that first big time run he had at Kansas State for the touchdown against TCU.
Yep.
All I was thinking was CJ Stroud, the first big play he ever had at Ohio State was that big long 49-yard touchdown run at Michigan State.
Yeah.
Hey, but can he throw it?
Yeah. You know what I mean? That's what we were asking about.
It's pretty funny. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm playing off of. And I just flashed through your head, you know.
Yeah. And then we also talked to Julian Sand, we talked to Lincoln Keenels, we talked to Aaron Nolan. I'll go to Julian Sand first, and I'm sure Andy will want to talk about that as well, because he was over there for most of it. I like Julian's attitude, man. Like, we didn't get to talk to him in the winter because he was transitioning from Alabama to here after he transitioned from high school to Alabama. He talked about how he knows Chip Kelly really well from recruiting when he was out in Carlsbad and Chip Kelly was in Westwood. He talked about knowing Ryan Day, visiting the city of Columbus one time, didn't really know what he was getting into here. And it's already starting to blossom. He's trying to find his voice as a leader. And become a leader in a room where he's one of 5, and he's a true freshman. Like, just the demeanor from, and we do fall into this trap every time we talk to a freshman quarterback. We did it with CJ and Jack Miller. We did it with Kyle McCord, thinking that he, you know, had command of the interview. We did it with Devin Brown. We'll do it again, I guess, because I was really impressed with what I heard from Julian Sand as a true freshman, you know, talking about processing, talking about taking everything seriously, taking things from the film to the weight room to the practice field. Like, everything he said, Andy,
That's the same stuff that came out of Aaron Nolan's mouth when I was asking him about the very same thing.
Yeah, I did.
Very interesting.
There's 5 guys talking here. I didn't get to talk to
Chip Kelly, but Chip Kelly is ingraining this in them, that little mantra.
Yeah, I agree, and I think it's really impressive, the guys that they're bringing in, especially at quarterback, Andy.
Well, the words that Julian Sand used were quiet confidence. He said he likes to watch Justin Herbert and Joe Burrow. Those are both guys that have quiet confidence, maybe a little louder from Joe Burrow, the way he dresses, the swag he has, but
yeah.
You kind of get that sense that Julian's the kind of guy who wants to show it on the field,
yes,
rather than talking about it.
I swear those guys just went back and talk louder if they wanted to.
Process-oriented is what Julian's saying is. Everything is to a T, to a process. That's why I think he hit the ground running at Ohio State. That's why he lost his black stripe as fast as he did. That's why he's making an impact as a true freshman and not always looking like a true freshman.
Yeah, and here's what comes to the fore every time you talk to these guys now. Every one of these guys have a quarterback guru kind of coach kind of guy that they lean on who's not in this building. I mean, around.
Yeah.
And they've all been ingrained in what it takes, not only mechanically, but emotionally and everything else to be a quarterback. And it kind of bubbles up when we get to talk to them, you know. But they've all got that guy they lean on. To kind of, you know, when things are going tough for them or they need a little bit of guidance, they can look, you know, can give this guy a call, send him some video.
Absolutely.
Et cetera, what do you think? And I think that's so much different. Obviously, it's so much different than it was even 10 years ago, much less 50 years ago, because they're taking in a lot of info from a lot of people. When you talk about the, like we were talking about, when you talk about, you got Chip Kelly, you got Ryan Day, you got the two quality control or GA guys who are now able to speak with them, one of whom was a quarterback coach at UCLA. I mean, that's a lot of info to take in from different from different places, different faces, and then put it all into your approach.
Yeah.
And it's definitely a new era in that regard.
Yeah, Chip Kelly really had effusive praise for Billy Fessler, who
yes.
was at Ohio State as a GA, went to Akron to be Joe Moorhead's quarterback's
yeah.
coach and offensive coordinator. I think he had even a little bit of play calling experience, if I'm not mistaken, and then Chip Kelly hired him right before Chip Kelly came here.
Yes.
So when Chip Kelly came here, he just dragged
Package.
Billy Fessler on with him. That's a big addition. I think Chip Kelly said that he's one of the brightest young minds in this game. So, you know, that's just another guy working with these quarterbacks, just like Tim Drevno got a lot of praise from Chip Kelly. Another guy working with this offensive line.
Right.
I kind of want to pivot here. I know we got a lot of quarterback stuff, but we're going to have a lot of quarterback stuff over the next 3 weeks until they kick the ball off in the horseshoe. I asked Devin Brown point blank, I said, do you feel more comfortable right now in front of the playing behind this offensive line than you did last year? He said, yes, absolutely, yes, for sure.
Oh,
I think that's important.
Wait a minute. He did? No, I'm just messing with
you. I just think that's it's interesting. Like, everybody wants to talk about offensive line. There's a lot of people
yeah.
that are doubting this offensive line right now. And I just think that it's going to be a good unit. And I will stick with that until they prove otherwise. Devin Brown seemed very confident in that unit, and I think that says a lot about where this thing's going.
I don't think the word doubting, I mean, I'm not parsing words here. The thing I want to see it. You understand what I'm saying? Because the last time I saw it,
yeah,
it was an abomination.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the best word for that. It can't be that bad again. But go ahead, Andy. But that's my point of view. I think when I look across the offensive line, I think they got the guys. I think they're playing, what I can tell, they're playing pretty well together. You know, who is that starting five? We'll see, but go ahead, Andy.
Yeah, I mean, we saw it 4 days straight,
yeah.
right? There's progression. The conditioning is different. Josh Simmons, Josh Fryer, they look different.
They look different.
We've talked about that. I think the main thing is, you know, where are they at with that competition? Like you said, the right guard. Chip Kelly, in general, was pumping the brakes in all sorts of competition talk, right, with quarterback, said we're still rotating guys. He even alluded to the fact that they still were doing split field work today. We were told by Ryan Day at Big Ten Media Days they would do that for the first 4 days. It sounds like that's been extended a little bit. Timeline of the quarterback decision was also not revealed today. Shocking, but again, he is a pro, right? He was a head coach in the NFL. He's a head coach in college. He knows how this works, so that's not super surprising. But same thing with the offensive line. Didn't kind of tip the hand of when that would be settled with the right guard position. But I do think they have been improved so far, just watching them those 1v1 reps against the defensive line, standing up to Jack Sawyer, standing up to JT Tuimoloau. I mean, how many times have we been in this building, in the indoor or the outdoor fields, and watching the defensive line kind of feast on the offensive line, at least in the beginning of camp or spring ball?
Man, last year at this time, the offense couldn't even run a play at
right.
times because the defensive line was getting after it so much. And it's not any different of a defensive line. It's just that the offensive line has taken a step forward. The other thing I wanted to cover here.
Agreed.
The other thing I wanted to cover here is I did ask Will Howard about the tight end room. That's one of the only real position battles remaining other than quarterback, right guard, tight end, and then punter. I didn't ask Will Howard about the punter, guys. I'm sorry. but I did ask him about tight end. He played with Ben Sinnott last year, who's now with the Washington Commanders, one of the best rookie tight ends, should be in the NFL this year. You know, he knows what good tight end play looks like, and he kind of feasted off of good tight end play last year at Kansas State.
The good quarterbacks always do, man.
Yeah. I mean, look at the way the NFL is going. You have to have good tight end play. Well, Ohio State has a lot of talent in the tight end room and not a lot of experience as being, like, the guy in the tight end room. Even Will Kaczmarek was tight end two at times last year at Ohio. G. Scott was tight end two for the last 2 years here at Ohio State. So a lot of talent there. Will Howard said that he sees a lot of potential in that group. He sees a lot of progress from that group. I think that is a very promising thing. You know, that could have been a moment, and I know that he's always going to answer well. It also could have been a moment where he shows that leadership and kind of not calls the unit out, but like, oh, we need to keep pushing. No, he was very complimentary, and I think that's a little telling. Trying to read between the lines there, I think that this group is pushing to be pretty good too.
Yeah, and he mentioned big time G. Scott Jr. I mean, G. Scott Jr. has risen. Just watch the way he carries himself around the facility. You know, the last guy in, out of signing autographs the last couple of days when they let people pay $50 to come watch practice. Right on down the line, G. Scott Jr. has asserted himself. Now, we all know physically he's gotten bigger. Mm-hmm. It looks like he's gotten bigger, maybe kept the same speed, can still, you know, catch the ball, but asserted himself as a leader and basically making plays. And then you add in that Will Kaczmarek. You know, Jelani Thurman came down and sat in on the interview with Will Howard for a few minutes just for the fun of it. It's always important when a guy's how big is Jelani Thurman now?
258.
You know, number 15, but number one maybe in some people's hearts. If that guy really comes on, like I think the tight end room could be gangbusters. I really, truly believe that.
Anything else, Andy, before we get out of here? We asked the quarterbacks about Jeremiah Smith and the other wide receivers and other stuff on the offensive line and Chip Kelly and run game and so much.
Right.
We're going to unload the clip there a little bit at lettermanrow.com. And everywhere else, but anything else before we get out of here?
Yeah, Aaron Nolan was out here talking to the media as well. Tim, you know, you were saying you were over there talking to him. You want to share what you heard from him?
Well, yeah, I mean, the main question I got in was, like I said a while ago, what's it like to be the superstar for your team in high school, and you come in here in January, and you were back of the line. No matter what, you were going to be back of the line. And he talked about how you know, basically, I'm paraphrasing here, but you keep your head down, you keep listening, you take in all the coaching you can get, et cetera. And he went through that mantra of taking from the meeting to the warm-ups to the playing field. You're always learning, you're always paying attention. You know, we've seen him standing during practices doing that mock quarterback drill where he stands behind the guy who's getting the rep and runs the rep. You know, on run plays especially, you do a mesh point, it's got to be at a certain spot. And so, in my opinion, he's putting in the work. And he's interesting because a lot of people were basically already saying he was leaving after spring football just based on when Julian Sain came in and how the pecking order seemed to work out in the spring. He didn't leave. He's embraced this challenge. And like I said, in the spring game, he took his team, no matter who he was playing with and who they were going against when he was on the field, took him to two touchdowns. That's a big deal. That's a big deal. And especially, I know, for Ryan Day. So he's got the wherewithal. But as you look at this order, you would probably put him last, but that doesn't mean he's running off because he understands the order's going to change definitely from this year at this time till next year at this time. So I'm impressed by him. I'm always impressed by him just talking to him. He seems like just a really good guy who does good things for his community back in Georgia. Just ran a charity event there like the weekend before they reported to camp. And just, you know, all these guys are very interesting, have great stories.
Yeah, we also talked to Lincoln Keenholz. Didn't even get to him in the video here, but he looks better. He seems a little bit more comfortable talking to people and just seems like a more confident kid. Full coverage of his interview, as well as all the others, at lettermanrow.com. We've got a lot to get to. We've got a lot to do. We've got three more days, I believe, coming up of interviews. A lot going on here in the Woody Hayes Athletic Center, including the practice report from Letterman Row, Tim May, the 41-year vet, Andy Backstrom, and me, Spencer Holbrook. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. We'll see you guys over at lettermanrow.com. Make sure you subscribe and like the video. Subscribe to the Letterman Row YouTube channel. It's growing like a weed. We'd love to see that continue. We'll see you guys over at lettermanrow.com.